Blog Talk Radio.
Give her a call.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, with that being said,
We want to welcome everybody in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. On this morning, we are continuing in the series. Good morning.
I'm coming in now.
Yeah, we see you, my sister. All right, we're going to continue in this series, Yah's Vision, Part 3. And hold on a minute. Just a second. All right. Let me, I might have a personal issue I might have to take care of here, but we're going to go ahead and proceed until I know. All right. That being said, we're going to continue in this precept, Yah's Vision. This is part 3. On the first part, we looked at Yah's vision to Abraham, how he transmitted this vision to Abraham, and Abraham had to transmit it to his son, Isaac. Then we looked at how Isaac received the vision, and then he transmitted it to, he actually was going to transmit the vision and the promise to his eldest son Esau, but Yah said he had rejected Esau from the beginning, and that before they were born, Yah told his wife Rebekah that the elder would be ruled by the younger. And so Rebekah takes steps to make sure that the youngest son receives the promise, who is Jacob. Even though they're technically the same age, Esau came out of the womb first and Jacob after him. So he's considered to be the eldest. But the Most High chose Jacob before him. Now we're going to be looking at Jacob's life and how the Most High transmitted the promise to Jacob. Reaffirmed his covenant with from Abraham and Isaac to Jacob, and that how the roles played and the things that the Most High did to make sure that he was successful, and the roles that his wives played in this. To see, you know, I was looking to see when Jacob first met the Most High, and we see that when he leaves his house to go to Haran, that the Most High met him. So we're going to continue in this vein. Okay, with that being said, okay, so let us go ahead and do our statement of faith. And we will proceed in this lesson. Hold on a minute. Give me a hot second, please. All right. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let's do this, my sisters, and everyone else listening. I'm going to reschedule this. I have a personal emergency that came up this morning. I need to handle it before it gets out of hand. And so I'm going to reschedule this for 12 o'clock today, which is 2 o'clock your time. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And you, Sister Denise?
You're on mute, Denise.
Did you hear me? Yes.
Okay. So we'll reschedule for 12. We'll do it then. I will make sure that I'm available. I need to handle this before it gets out of hand.
Okay.
All right. And to everyone else, we will reschedule for 12 noon today, which is 2 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hope everything's okay.
I hope so, too.